John Blake presents Drug Warrior, written by Jack Riley and read by Brett Barry. To my wife, Monica, and son, Kevin, for their unwavering love and support. Author's note. This is the story of a group of extraordinary men and women who not only hunted down and captured one of the world's most dangerous drug lords, but fight every day to keep us safe at home and around the globe. The events depicted in this book are seen through my eyes and based on my extensive experience in the Drug Enforcement Administration. The story is told as honestly and faithfully as I can. I can do no more than that. And in honor of my fallen law enforcement comrades, I can do no less. Many people have heard of Joaquin El Chapo Guzman Loera and the dangerous drug cartels that threaten our nation's security. But few know the behind-the-scenes details of the manhunt, or the partisan politics that impede our nation's ability to effectively deal with the drug crisis that has destroyed so many families. This book is intended to tell that story. The secret is to work less as individuals and more as a team. As a coach, I play not my 11 best, but my best 11. Knut Rockne. Prologue. The Chase, 2007. My brand new Chevy roared north through the dark toward Las Cruces and home, the Notre Dame fight song blasting on the CD player. But it was hard to concentrate on the song. My eyes kept shifting between the dark road and the pickup truck and SUV tailing me. I was driving a 2007 Chevrolet Impala, black. In my rearview mirror, I saw a late model Ford F-150 pickup truck, navy blue, and a Ford Explorer, black. Ours were the only six headlights along this lonely stretch of Interstate 10. I pushed the accelerator toward the floor and watched the needle pass 100 miles an hour. Intelligence reports said Joaquin El Chapo Guzman Loera, infamous drug lord, head of the deadly Sinaloa cartel, had put a price on my head shortly after I had taken over as the DEA special agent in charge of El Paso. Now I had hitmen on my tail. My headlights didn't reach far into the darkness. I couldn't remember how far it was to the next exit. All I knew was I had to keep driving until I came up with a plan. My family's life might be at stake. My own life depended on it. El Chapo was the most dangerous drug trafficker in the world, and I'd been busting his balls since I got to El Paso, one of the biggest Drug Enforcement Administration territories in the United States. I'd been tracking Guzman since my days with a DEA Special Operations Unit. I wanted the job in El Paso, so I'd be on the front lines in the fight against Guzman's massive organization. So why did I think he wouldn't come after me? I was already in a hurry when I left my office. My wife and son were waiting for me at home. For security's sake, we didn't live in El Paso. Instead, we'd moved to a quiet neighborhood in Las Cruces, New Mexico, about 40 miles northwest of the border. It was a long commute, but I wanted my family as far from the action as I could keep them. The move was hard. My son was getting ready to start high school in St. Louis, Missouri, and we'd taken him from his friends. But I knew things were getting better when he burned a CD for me with all my favorite country artists, Merle Haggard, Willie Nelson, Waylon Jennings. And right toward the middle, Kevin added a surprise, the Notre Dame fight song. I popped in my custom CD every night on the long drive home. I first spotted the pickup truck and Ford Explorer as I approached the interstate on-ramp. They sat side by side in the parking lot of a fast food place, their vehicles pointed in opposite directions so the drivers could talk to each other. Cops in unmarked cars, I thought. But as soon as I got onto the highway, they rolled out of the parking lot and followed me. It just didn't look right, I thought. No one heads north that time of night. There's nothing between El Paso and Las Cruces, except a couple of bullshit gas and burrito exits. Something didn't feel right. I punched the accelerator and felt the big engine kick in. Soon I was going 100 miles an hour.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?